Our gospel this morning is about two healings and one tragedy. First, there is the healing of the blind man's eyes, which we heard in this lengthy passage from St. John. Through Jesus' touch, the man is now able to see. But that is just the beginning. In the characteristic style of John the Evangelist, there's always a deeper meaning. And here we're able to see a second cure. Slowly, the man comes to recognize Jesus as a prophet, and then finally as Lord. The man moves from sight to insight and to faith. And that then is the second cure. The very opposite happens with the Pharisees, and thus the tragedy. They were born with vision but refused to believe. They were spiritually blind. Jesus says to them at the end, if you were born blind, there would be no sin in that, but you can see and yet refuse to believe. There is your sin. The cured man accepts Jesus. They reject him. And again, thus the tragedy. As quickly as he moves towards faith in Jesus as Lord and into the light, the Pharisees move just as fast into hostility and toward our Lord. As he comes to see, they choose to enter into darkness. Both the Pharisees and the cured man looked at Jesus. They saw an opponent, but the once blind man saw a Savior. Through faith, we can see a deeper meaning in the things of life. For example, we see illness not just as a tragedy, but as a sharing in the passion of Jesus Christ. Through faith, we see the church not as a social or human institution, but the voice and the presence of the risen Christ in our world. Through faith, we see the sacraments, not just as ancient rituals, but as the actions of Christ himself, tangible encounters with the risen Lord. Through faith, we see the Mass, not as a ceremony, or as one said, a reverent theater, but as a memorial of the Lord's passion and resurrection, the source and summit of the Christian life. Through faith, we see our life, not as a career, but a vocation, a calling from God for all eternity. It is through faith that we see our care for others, not as social work or philanthropy, but an extension of the healing and charitable work of Jesus himself. Through faith, we see marriage, not as a contract with rights, but the promise of a man and woman to give themselves to each other with the same kind of loyalty and self-sacrificing love that Jesus has for his church. And through faith, we see death not as the biological end, but as a passage to eternal life. In other words, we may see the same things as others, but through faith in Jesus Christ, we see in a deeper and more profound way. In baptism, we were given the capacity to see the Christ-centered meaning of events in our life. It's called the gift of faith. We have to care for and grow in our faith, and Lent should help us to do that. Faith is very much like sight. Both physical sight and spiritual sight are gifts that we can so easily take for granted. And just as those who have been deprived of sight can appreciate it, what it means to see, so those who have been without belief can appreciate the gift and the grace of faith when it is given them. We are now in the second half of Lent, but the first weekend without the celebration of public Mass in all the parishes in the state of Washington and many dioceses throughout our nation. It is unusual for me as your bishop to look out into this beautiful cathedral and see only empty pews. Yet I know for those of you praying at home, watching this Mass online, not being able to attend Mass and pray in your own parishes is difficult and even painful. For those of you now confined to your homes in what has been called shelter in place, I urge you to reflect on the words of St. Teresa of Calcutta. Mother Teresa said, I think the world today is upside down. We have no time for our children. We have no time for each other. There's no time to enjoy each other. In the home begins the disruption of the peace of the world. In the midst of this pandemic, we ask Jesus, as we spend more time at home, to grant us the grace to grow in love for one another. And we ask Jesus to keep us safe, to heal our blindness, particularly our failure to see those closest to us and their needs, one's own children, family members, and parishioners. It is a tragedy not to see those close to us, but there's an even worse form of blindness, the failure to see Jesus Christ in our midst. The man born blind has much to teach us, especially today. And we recall those words of Jesus before he ascended to heaven to give us strength this day. Know that I am with you unto the end of the age.